Okay, welcome back. This is the second part. We're going to move to being on the belly. So coming onto the front of the body now. And into the Sphinx position. So coming onto the front of yourself and tucking the forearms onto the ground. So into the Sphinx, palms on the ground, elbows on the ground. So the legs are long. Legs are... So the front of the legs, the knees and thighs are contacting, pelvis is on the mat, belly on the mat, and up in the Sphinx position, so the chest is off the mat, and you're sort of balancing on those lower arms or forearms, hands, palms flat to the mat, elbows, forearms down, elbows on the mat. In Sphinx. Now bring some awareness to where your head is positioned here, and can you, if it's possible, the elbows can be sort of shoulder width apart, elbows generally not pointing outwards away from you, but elbows pointing down in line with the body. So if you need to have the elbows out to the side, not a problem. So fingertips can point in towards each other, but generally Sphinx position is done with the elbows pointing down towards the direction of the feet and lifting the chest and the chin and the face off the mat. So you don't want to be slouched down here, you want to be lifted. So a little bit of action through the body. But I want you to see if you can relax the belly here. So if you can, it may or may not be useful to tense the legs here. So just explore for yourself, get into the Sphinx position. Feel the different situations in your body. If you can, keep those elbows, hands on the ground, but just lift up a little bit higher if you can. Tighten the buttocks if you want to. Thighs if you feel to. And then gently allow the head to come down a little bit. So softening through the neck, not being in a high Sphinx, but just letting the head down and sort of turning the face towards the mat. If you can, from here, I'd like you to do a different movement where you gently pull the belly in towards the spine and then press those lower arms into the ground. So pulling the belly in, pressing the forearms into the ground, and see if you can lift your pelvis a little bit off the mat. So a bit of core, belly up towards spine and then lifting the pelvis up. When you want to come down again, relax the pelvis, bit of the thighs, perhaps back onto the mat. Really let the tummy go. And then once more, just casually look forward with the eyes and the face and look up with the nose if you can. Sort of stretching out the throat, not lifting anything other than the face. And if you feel to, again, lifting a little bit more through the upper body. And then we'll alternate, softly letting the head down and bringing some pressure and pushing those forearms into the ground. Scooping the navel up first to the up to the spine. So a bit of core tension, and if you can, really pushing into the mat with those elbows, lifting the pelvis if you can, a bit of the thighs, and sort of balancing in a little bit of mid-thigh or knees. Even for a moment, just explore what you can do with the lifting. Of course, you just come down when you want to. Go back into soft belly, soft legs, extending the face forward and up a little way. And you'll know if it's right to do the nose and the head area lifting. If it feels right, wonderful. And if it doesn't, you could leave it out. Alternate between tucking the chin in, just gently, light, looking to the mat, pressing the elbows, lifting pelvis, lifting a bit of those thighs, balancing on the knees. So working a little bit. Pressing evenly with those forearms. The next time you're in the Sphinx position, the next time you're not lifting the pelvis, not lifting the thighs, sort of lifting up into a comfortable Sphinx, face forward or tilting the face up if you prefer. So find the position. And then if you're okay, lightly turn your head a little bit towards one side. Just explore turning the head, feeling behind the neck, the sides, near the ears, feeling your body. Slow motion, turning the head a little bit from side to side, an exploring way, doing some finding out. Breathing through the nose or through the mouth if it's open. A little bit of turning. Either side to side, or even explore circling the nose. Listening to the neck, perhaps any clicking, crunching, any sounds in your body. So if it's safe to do so, side to side turning the head in Sphinx or circling the nose. Again, bring everything back down, let your body down, and if you can, slide the arms straight out in front of you, Superman pose. So this works for some people and it doesn't work for others. So this time your chest is on the mat, arms are slid out in front of you, palms down, legs long, so on the belly, arms out to the front if you can. If you know that's not the right position for shoulders or neck discomfort, arms can be tucked in by the sides of your body. Otherwise, what's the best position for you for your arms and shoulders, elbows? So just getting the arms in a position that's right. And then once you're there, if you can, deliberately lift the right leg off the ground. Lift as much of the leg up in a conscious way, slowly lifting it up. If that left arm's out to the front, try lifting the left arm and the right leg. If it works to lift the arm and the leg together, otherwise just that right leg by itself. Come down and let go. Relax thigh, knee, foot, let the buttock go. And then lifting the left leg if you can. So legs can be quite close together or can be apart. Explore what's right for you. Lifting that left leg and perhaps the right arm if you want to. So feel the back muscles are strengthening. Lifting the head, lifting the face up naturally if your arms are out to the front. So whatever feels natural to lift, just lifting. It's not a big movement, but a diagonal movement. Those of you that have got the arms out to the front, if the arms are to the sides or close to your body, just leave the arms down and focus on lifting one leg at a time, honoring the body that is on the mat, not the body you hope to be on the mat and the mind that you hope to be on the mat, but the mind that is in the body. So bringing your mind to your body, noticing your preferences and your judgments and sticking with what's beneficial for you to do, which may not be a lot in some movements, and maybe some movements will be quite fine. Just finding a rhythm, lifting leg and opposite arm. Breathing in as you lift up. Breathing out, softening down. So pulling the breath, coordinating, breathing and moving. Some people like to lift both legs and both arms, so if you can, lifting arms and legs up together, or sticking with the legs. And when you're down the next time, when arms are soft in nature and legs are soft in nature, turn the head a little bit to one side. Try and get your head to be comfortable to the side. Noticing what you need to tolerate. Remember, if it's painful, adjust things, but some movements you just need a little bit of time to get used to, the body to get a bit used to. Feel your breathing and heartbeat and the situation. Different pressures in chest, belly and legs, neck, jaw, face. Now if you can, again keeping the arms and the legs and body quite passive, to Turn the head to the other side and rest it down. Just balancing up the neck if you can. Noticing that initial sensations, and when you stay there for a period of time, do the sensations soften? Do they intensify? Or do they not change in very consistent sensations? What's your breathing like? Breathe in a way that you just feel each breath. You might add to deepening the breath if you want to, but just focusing what's right for you. Bring the hands into a push-up position. So turn the face straight down and slide those hands into a push-up position. Feet again closer together and go into cobra. Push the hands into the ground, lift the face and the throat and the chest up, tighten the legs and buttocks, roll up, and then from cobra push through into all fours, come up onto the hands and the knees, and from the hands and the knees or fours position, lower the buttocks down towards the heels, so flatten the feet a little bit, and into the child pose. So knees apart, letting the body drape down, so chest and face coming down, arms can be out to the front, but letting things down, buttocks coming down, letting the body organically come down. Settling down there, feeling the pressure behind those knees and calf muscles, ankles, feet, that broad stretch through the lower back and buttocks. If it's really easy, you might consider bringing the knees together and the feet, ankles together, and having the head on the mat and the arms down by the sides, just a different position, a little bit more intense. But it should be a surrendering pose, not forcing anything down, just letting things down. If they go down, great. If they don't go down, great. It's just what it is. Again, listening to the sensations of your body and the sounds around. Showing up in this space. And then from here, from this position, take some moments to bring yourself up to standing, arranging or moving however you get up to standing. Once more, establish a standing position. Uprightness, legs, body, head. Just coming up to standing, finding a standing space. I'm going to do a little bit of leg work. So once you get into that standing position, would you have the feet hip width apart and turn the left foot a little bit out to sort of just angle a little bit more to the left. So, and then step that right foot forward, big step forward if you can. Right leg going forward, right foot on the ground, into a bit of a lunging. So right leg going forward, left foot turned out a little way. So the bigger the space between the feet, the stronger it's going to be on your body. So you can have the feet quite close or quite a way apart. And bending that right knee, please. Bending the knee. And just look down at that right foot. Keep the right knee bending in line with the foot. Arms, just hands can be on your hips. Just bending that right knee, bending and straightening. And then when you're ready, pause, stay in that position, and float the arms up towards the sky if you can. Hands can stay on the hips if it's easy, but if you can, arms up. Arms up, palms apart, And bending that right knee, keeping it bent if you can. So feel free to keep bending and straightening the right knee, but if you can, keep that right knee bent and arms up. And then from that position, if you can, tilt the face up a little bit, not necessarily up to the ceiling, but a little up if you're happy to look up. And then from there, let the elbows bend. Bend the elbows so they come level with the shoulders. Hands just stay in that same position, but elbows just lower down, level with shoulders. You're still looking up. And then once more, straightening the arms back up to that starting position. And just practicing lowering the elbows down, level with shoulders. And floating the arms back up again. That right knee, right thigh, getting a bit of a workout. So pushing into the ground with both feet. If it's easy, separate the feet a bit wider. Okay, let the arms softly down. Bring the arms down. And bring that right foot back. Level with the left foot, bring it back so both feet even. And then turn the right foot out, sort of 60 degrees, right foot out, and take a big step forward with that left leg. And we'll do this left leg now. So left leg out to the front, right foot turned out a little bit, and bending that left knee, if you can, arms again up to the sky. So stretching the arms up through the shoulders, if you can. Or is it best to have quite soft shoulders and bending that left knee? And if it's okay, keep that left knee bent, staying in the position, lowering the pelvis down for more intensity or just a little soft bend of the knee. Remember not forcing the knee, particularly if you've got any knee injuries. It's not how far you go. Nice when you can go further in some places, some spaces, but sometimes not the right action for your body. And the arms up, palms up, and then you can try lowering. So again, the face can tilt a little up towards the sky, maybe, and bring the elbows down a little bit so they come in level with the shoulders. Not doing anything with the hands just stay the same. You're just bending the elbows and then straightening the arms up to the sky. Up and down slowly, slow motion elbows. And if one of those positions feels more congruent for you, stay in that position, feeling free to pause. Shaking and moving, feeling the breath and body, working the legs. Again, take some moments to let those arms come down. Arms come down, bring the feet back to each other. Then, if you can, take the feet out wide. So, separate the feet, wide stance. Feet out nice and wide. And if you can, bring your head and your hands and your chest down. So, come into feet out wide, so V shape with the legs. And then just rolling the head down and shoulders down and arms down. So, if you can get those hands onto the ground and walk the hands out from the body, so into a wide downward dog position. So, feet in a V shape and walking the hands out a little bit. You can just have the hands and body just drooping down, sagging down without walking anything, particularly if the hands don't touch the ground. So you might, if you're not touching the ground with the hands, just rest the hands on the legs. You can stay down there or you can roll back up and down. So remember, I'm just giving you options. If you're happy to stay down and walk the hands out, wide downward dog and stay in that position. Soften the chest and the head. Not looking at anything in particular. But if you're in that wide downward dog position, you might turn the head a little bit from side to side. As if you're curious just to turn it, or roll the nose up a little bit and then roll the chin down a little bit, stretching out the neck while the arms and the legs are getting a workout. So you can give the head a bit of a side to side turn. or just hanging down there if you're not touching the ground. Just feeling if it's a right movement for you today. Remembering some movements will not be the right movement. Some movements will be the right movement. I don't have your body. I have my own body, and I need to look after the movements that I can do and some movements I can't do. And everyone's in that same boat. Everyone. You can take some moments to leave. Wherever you happen to be in this moment, bring yourself back to lying back down again, please. Back to the mat. And to prepare yourself for the relaxation. If that means you need to do a particular movement for your body, then that would be the thing for you to do now. If you need to roll the head a little bit from side to side, or bring both knees up over your chest and rock the knees a little bit from side to side, or draw the knees in and out, or your own particular angle or movement that feels natural for you. Sometimes we just know what we need to do. So bring some knowing into either lying down, not moving, or choosing a stretch that you want to do before we go to the relaxation. And when you do get into your relaxation position, just choosing a position that's balanced. Head, shoulders and arms in a position that feels right. Letting ideally the spine be on straight, so you can sit up for the relaxation. You can lie on the side or lie on your back, lie on the belly. I don't know what's useful for you, but find a position of softening. And today I'd like you to leave your eyes open, please, for the relaxation, even for a little bit of time. So once you arrange yourself in a comfortable position, keeping the eyes open and the mouth a little open too. So allowing the mouth just to be slightly open. Not trying to open the mouth vigorously, just a little opening so air can flow in and out of the mouth if your body decides it needs to breathe through the mouth. Adjust any blanket or clothing. And find a position of stillness if you can, relative stillness, eyes open. And I would like you not to specifically gaze at one point, but just to allow and to know the visual field. What's in your visual field? So what colors and shapes and things, but not to narrow your visual gaze onto one thing, but be broad with your vision. So open just into knowing that you're looking. And your body will be doing what the body does when you're, but I'd like your attention to be in your eyes for a few moments. You could ignore the instructions and close the eyes, and some people might have already gone there anyway. Not a problem. But just if you choose to, inviting the eyes to be open with a soft gaze. And when you find yourself again narrowing and fixing your attention on one thing, just be aware that the eyes do that. That's what their job is. But your goal is to just to be aware of the space of vision now. And the mouth a little open. Tune into your breathing, please. Allow, invite your attention to come to your breath and the eyes and the body. Feeling each breath as best as you can. No need to quicken your breath or slow things down. This is the moment where you just let the body be, but with the eyes open and the mouth a little open. The ears are open, of course, because you can't close down hearing. And we're just tuning in to life with the eyes open and the mouth open, and bring your internal posture, so an attitude to the experience of the relaxation, of being open, not predicting what's going to happen. No need to force anything to happen. Making a space of allowing. Soft eyes, eyes open, but soft gaze. Noticing the colours or lack of colour, if you've got the room dark or light. Just being aware of the sight, sounds in the ears, the natural organic body movements. And allowing attention to fall into the breathing pattern. And your breathing pattern will change as you start thinking about different things. Thinking's not a problem. Just being aware when you find yourself analysing or problem solving or planning the usual things we do. And come back to breathing, which you're already doing. And then what would it be like now just to allow those eyes to close naturally? Not clamping the eyes closed, but just softening the eyes. Keeping the mouth open or closing the mouth. Notice that what the experience is like now with the eyes closed. Does it seem more natural, more comfortable or uncomfortable to eyes open? Go back to eyes open if you feel to. And if you can be now aware of the space that your body occupies, so feeling the pressure of your body, because there is pressure in the body, the weight of the body, the shape of your body, feel the space that your body occupies. Your skin and your clothing, the mat that you're lying on. The different sensations of movement on the surface and deeper down inside yourself. Feeling the space of your body. Allowing the signals to be registered. You're not searching out for the signals, just allowing the signals to be felt as they come along, whether it's in the forehead, or in the knee, or in the right shoulder blade, or a gurgle in the belly, or some light in the eyes if the eyes are open. Bring some awareness to your body and make some space to listen to it. Moment to moment, life fluxing, changing, effervescent. Some moments will be soft, some moments will be challenging, some moments you'd like not to be happening but are happening. Just being aware of the moment, moment to moment. Making a space for you to be with yourself as yourself. Riding the waves as they come along, as best as you can. And then expand your attention to the space outside your body. So being really aware now of the space outside yourself, the space of the room that you're in. Imagining it, remembering it, something bigger than your body, bigger than your mind. And you could expand your attention to be aware of the neighborhood that you're in, expanding your awareness outwards, expanding your attention to being aware of Perth, the city and the Swan River, Fremantle, the hills, north and south, east and west, the ocean, the sky above you. Awareness of space. And if you choose to, you be creative and take your attention to even sense the planet that you're on, which so happens to be spinning and moving through space at some unimaginable rate of kilometers per second. Just being aware of yourself in your room, noticing the space outside you, space of the earth. Simply something bigger than yourself. Awareness of something other than yourself, the planet, people. And bring some awareness of being perhaps even for a moment grateful for your experience on the planet, which is often quite challenging. Not always easy, not always getting what you want, but being grateful anyway for this life and the opportunities that arise, for these changing times that we live in. Being aware of being grateful, cultivating a sense of thank you. Which is really the essence of the word namaste, acknowledging life and the life inside and life outside, bowing to the experience of life, the good and the bad, the up and the down, the praise and the blame. The comfortable and the uncomfortable, life unfolding, moment to moment, bringing a bit of recognition of gratitude to this life, or just seeing what the invitation offers you. Do you reject it? Do you like it? Have you fallen asleep? Always have your breath to come back to. Bring your attention back to breathing now. Whether you're breathing through your mouth or through your nose. Until we meet again, namaste, happy yoga practicing, thank you.